Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Kelly Clarkson, I love her. I just don't believe what I saw yesterday. I wasn't watching the show, but of course the clip has been shown on social media on so many channels. Hey, thanks for joining us for the show. I'm Lisa. Steve is here, Kevin and Mary. We've all tried Malort. There are a few people who haven't. We're going to gather them in the studio right now because here's the audio from Kelly's show yesterday.
So a lot of my staff is actually from Chicago, no joke. And they say that there's something called a Chicago handshake.
Yes, and I have
experienced
this. I have something for you.
Okay, is this the handshake? Is this what it is?
Yes, the shot of Malort.
What's a Malort? What's Malort?
Malort is a,
is it a
type of alcohol from Chicago that I... Oh, you can only drink this if you're cool.
Okay.
But
no peer pressure.
So I drank it in Chicago because I'm cool like that.
Okay.
And I think you're cool too.
I'm pretty cool. Right? So, I think so. Tell everyone.
What we do here.
But this is the
This is the shot of Malort.
Malort,
and then we chase it down with beer.
You do the shot and you chase, it's a chaser. Okay.
Yeah, and then we shake on it and now we're cool together.
Okay.
Ready?
I think we would have been cool either way, but cool, let's do it.
All right.
Okay, wait, cheers.
Cheers.
I love you.
L'chaim.
L'chaim. Ooh. You don't need a chaser.
You don't need a chaser?
That's good.
No.
I don't think I needed a chaser. Ooh, it's still hot going down.
For me, it's like very bitter. It's like very bitter, right?
I don't know. I think it's like people like you like beets or you don't like certain things, like
sure.
certain like tastes.
Do you think that's an acquired taste?
Nah, I just handle it.
He's an actor from Chicago PD. Even Jepson's Malort, the unofficial beverage of Chicago. Maybe you've seen it. If you watch The Bear, you've seen it on the billboard in the background and the opening. It's named for Swedish immigrant Carl Jepson, who brought the drink to America. It's a wormwood-based schnapps, became an Andersonville mainstay during Prohibition. Even the folks at Malort will agree that it tastes unsavory. I've only tasted one thing worse, and that's at Norwegian whiskey or thing called aquavit. That's the only thing I've tasted.
Oh, that's the worst. Aquavit. Oh,
that's
it's
Norwegian,
awful.
Right?
Aquavit. Yeah.
It's nasty.
I interviewed a guy once who made a cookbook out of and had aquavit in every recipe, like a Norwegian chef.
Oh, I don't know why.
Were any of them good?
Well, he spoke Norwegian. I didn't really understand what he was telling me.
Sam Meckling, who was the marketing director for Jepson's Malort, told Inked magazine, Malort tastes like a baby aspirin wrapped in grapefruit peel, bound with rubber bands, and then soaked in well gin. Another person said it tastes like a Nintendo Switch cartridge. Somebody else said, imagine twisting damp socks after a heavy workout and squeezing the moisture into a bottle. Fill the bottle with that. Let it ferment in a warm closet. That's Malort.
Oh.
I think we all have our own description of what it is, but there's no way... No way Kelly Clarkson drank that yesterday and said, oh, it tastes good. Mm-mm, no. So Ernie, you've probably heard him on the radio before. He's the master in production. He is the voice when one of us is not talking. And he's a Navy guy. And then we have Brian Altimer. Brian Altimer's on our show. He's one of our producers, and he's a Marine. They both claim they've never tasted it. Ernie, you're telling me never.
Never. Not once. I've never smelled it. It smells kind of like denatured alcohol.
Yeah, I never had it either. And Curtis poured it behind my back, and the first thing I thought I smelled was Brute, that cologne. I'm like,
that's
Brute?
A great. Oh, that's a good one. Can I real quick say something though? Somebody that's in the studio with me said that they drink the Aquavit because it tastes good.
Brett,
I'm not gonna say Brett who it is or anything like that. Brett, but he said his family enjoys the Aquavit. I've never had it, so I don't know.
A couple people just texted. They said the best description is it tastes like anger. Another person said Malort is the worst thing you can knock back. I can't imagine pond scum tasting worse.
Those are some great descriptions.
Are you ready? Are you going to taste it? We want your immediate reaction because I think it's going to be a little different than Kelly Clarkson.
Are we doing this together or we're going to do it?
What do you think,
Steve? They do it together or one at a time?
Oh, I want to savor this. I say one at a time.
Okay, let's do Brian first.
All right, down the hatch. Here we go.
We got to isolate that sound.
Right. That's better than Kevin Powell.
Oh, that's bad. Can I just leave now and we could just take Brian's word for it?
There is a burn. Nope. There's like a burn in the chest, but it tastes pretty bad.
So, okay, so it's not like a good tequila burn in the chest?
No. Not at all.
Somebody just text in battery acid. That's what it tastes like.
Why is this? Like, why do we claim this as a city? Like, why? What are we doing?
Somebody said, that's our Swedish national drink. You're insulting. Might taste better if you live through a few Swedish winters. But we're not in Sweden. And
nope.
You can get through winter without it. So,
okay,
right,
we're done. I'm out of here.
No. You know what? You're definitely more vocal than Brian. Brian tends to be on the quiet side. Right. So we definitely needed your view on what a shot of Malort tastes like.
Here we go. I'm gonna shoot this Malort. Oh, it's like bad mouthwash mixed with like denatured. Oh, and it doesn't stop.
No.
Oh, I want to wipe my tongue like on the cement or something.
Try it again. It gets better.
No. It never. Oh.
Yeah, you know how sometimes you got to try something another, like a second time to make sure.
Yeah.
There's no second time.
It is. It's like a minty bad taste forever.
Maybe a little grapefruit in the back of your throat. Bitter, horrible, spoiled grapefruit juice.
Yes. Yes. That's very close. Mixed with scope. And denatured alcohol.
Scope.
Yeah. I have a slight tear out the corner of my eye.
Like, I literally want to, like, wipe my tongue on something, like sandpaper, and get it off.
A Marine and a Navy guy drinking this. This is bad.
It won't stop.
Do you guys have any water next year or something?
Yeah, where's the beer? That's why you shoot it with beer. Where's the beer? Like, we deserve a beer now. We did our part.
Kelly Clarkson said on her show yesterday she didn't need the chaser.
She's
that
lying.
It tastes fine.
She is absolutely lying. There's
somebody
no
just
possible
said,
way.
They said, do you feel the anger now?
Yes, I am mad. Upset. I'm mad that I got roped into this. Brian, you were supposed to know better. Like, well, maybe not. I'm the Navy guy. I was supposed to know better.
Taste the anger. That's what it is. A shot of Malort.
It's like it, and it just won't quit. It's still like in the back of my throat.
Well, do and another one. Maybe it'll soften.
Like,
it.
They actually sell that, and that, like, they make money off of it.
You just saw me when I went to go buy it. Like, people were looking at me like I had God, he has problems. It was like noon, and I'm buying a bottle of Malort.
Yeah, you're ready. Wow.
Coming up next, the newsroom temperature check. Thank you, guys. Mary's got a check on weather and traffic.